grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our gospel lesson, the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 11, beginning at the second verse. Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, what a difference a week makes. From last week, at least in our lessons, last week there were described in our gospel lesson some very impressive events. It described how the city of Jerusalem and all the surrounding region, people from that whole area, poured out of Jerusalem and the surrounding region and went down to the Jordan River in order to be baptized by John the Baptist. As a matter of fact, the crowds were so large down by the Jordan River, it's very probable that there were more people there than there were at the temple up in Jerusalem, which of course raised concerns among the temple authorities about what was going on. And so they sent a delegation. And when they sent the delegation came down and they heard John preaching, and it was electrifying preaching. He said, the axe is laid at the root of the trees. He said, the chaff will be burned up with unquenchable fire. Everywhere they looked, there were people being baptized. There were people who were kneeling in prayer, forming prayer groups, singing songs, all sorts of things happening. As if a shift had happened. Attention no longer at the temple, but now someplace else, on someone else. But that was last week's lesson. This week's gospel lesson finds John the Baptist now in prison. There's no more crowds, there's no more preaching, there's just a few disciples of his to attend to his needs. And John knew about that. He knew it was coming. He said in the Gospel of John, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. But I wonder if he realized how quickly the decrease would come and how sharp it would be. If you look at the gospel lesson for today, you got to be careful not to over-modernize it or try to make John the Baptist a modern person who thinks in a modern sort of way, that as he's in prison, what he's really struggling with is his loss of freedom or the thwarting of his ambitions or not being able to realize his dreams or not being able to raise a family. He's just in his 30s and he's probably going to be killed. That's not so much what's on his mind. What's on his mind is that he's struggling with the Lord Jesus. He's struggling with the Lord Jesus because by the power of the Holy Spirit, John had prophesied about Jesus coming. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he had pointed to Jesus among the crowd as the Savior. And to the crowds, he had talked about Jesus as the Lamb of God, but also as the Lion of Judah. The Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. John the Baptist preached that to people who knew their sin, who knew their failing before God, who knew they couldn't stand up before the Lord except that they have his pardon and forgiveness. But then Jesus also is the Lion of Judah, who would come in vengeance and justice upon his enemies. And not the usual enemies we think of. It wouldn't have been the Romans. It wouldn't have been the Greeks. It wouldn't have been the Gentiles. It wouldn't have been the people who were living the immoral life. It wouldn't have been the neighbor who plays their stereo too loud. That wasn't the people that he was talking about. He was talking about the very ones that were coming down to investigate him by the Jordan River, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, people who knew no sin, people who were upright, people who had seen the way of God, but had chosen their own way to God. Moral, upright, of good character, of good deeds. And because of that, the Lord will surely accept us. John shook his head and he said, the axe is laid at the root of the trees. He said, the chaff is going to be burned up with unquenchable fire. You don't go your own way when it comes to the Lord. You go the Lord's way and you hear what he has to say to you. But that was last week. As John is in prison, he hears reports about Jesus, and what he hears is about the Lamb who has come into the world to save sinful people. But John doesn't hear anything about the lion. He doesn't hear anything about that when Jesus is doing his work and his people report it to him. And so John has a question in the lesson for today. He sends messengers to Jesus and they say this, should we expect somebody else? Are we looking for somebody else? Somebody else who will come in justice and in judgment and in revenge, the revenge of God's righteous wrath? Should we look for somebody else? Well, the Lord Jesus responds to him basically in the words of the Old Testament lesson. Prophet Isaiah, he says, the eyes of the blind will be open. The ears of the deaf are unstopped. The lame leap like the deer. The mute tongue shouts for joy. All sorts of handicaps and infirmities, things that are being healed, things that are being taken away. But there was something else also in that passage that the Lord Jesus didn't quote, but it's just as valid. And it's these words. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way, say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, don't be afraid, your God will come, your God will come with vengeance, your God will come with divine retribution, your God will come to save you. In other words, the prophecies being fulfilled, the fact that he came as a lamb, means that he will also come as the lion. So John, don't let your knees give way. Don't let your heart be filled with fear. All of these things are in the Lord's hands. They will happen in his time and in his way. Well, if you step back for a moment from the lesson, you will recognize that this passage of God's word has something to say to us too. And that is that there are but two times given to each and every person. Two times, the time of the lamb and the time of the lion. There is the time of the lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. There's the time of the lion. Look, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples on the earth will mourn because of him. Now, when it comes to the time of the Lamb, the Bible says to us, now is the acceptable time, now is the day of salvation. In other words, the time of the Lamb is now, in this life. This is the time that you have right now to know the Lord Jesus. This is the time to grow in the Lord Jesus. This is the time to look to him for forgiveness, to look to him for mercy, to look to him for salvation. This is the time. It is not the time to say, you know, I'll think about that more when I get older. Getting older has a way of creeping up on you, doesn't it? It is not the time to say, I will think about the Lord Jesus when I got less on my plate. I don't know how many retired people have said to me, I thought I was going to have it easy. Now I got more to do than I did before. Now is not the time to say, you know, I'll think about Jesus when I've reached some of my other goals first. Reach my other goals. Why haven't you reached them yet? See, if you talk like this, you're revealing something. You're revealing that when you rake away the leaves, there's something growing underneath them. And that is an idea, an understanding, we could call it a belief that, well, honestly, I'm a good person, And God will take that into account. God knows I try to do the right thing. God knows I try to pray. Maybe I get to church. But God knows I try to help other people. That's the important thing, isn't it? And if you look at God's word, what it says is, Jesus didn't come to save good people. He didn't come for that purpose. He came to save sinners. And if you have good actions are only there, or only they only count before God, we should say, if they're forgiven. And how do they get forgiven? They get forgiven because of what Jesus did on his cross, washing you clean in his shed blood. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time of the Lamb. What are you fooling around for? What are you waiting for? Because you wait too long, you'll recognize that after the time of the Lamb comes the time of the Lion, where one of two things will happen. Either you go to meet the Lord, or the Lord comes here to meet you. God's Word, 2 Corinthians 5. We must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the things done in the body, whether good or bad. And that's a pretty hopeless predicament, because as Psalm 1 reminds you, sinners will not stand in the assembly of the righteous. The coming of the Lord is something for a person to be afraid of. And if you do fear the Lion, that's good. It's a healthy thing, as long as it leads you back to the Lamb. As long as you hear what God says, 1 Timothy 1, this is a trustworthy saying, in other words, bank on this one, it's worthy of full acceptance, bank on this one, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. In other words, you don't need to fear the Lion ultimately if you've got the Lamb. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The Lion is not a terror to those who are right before God. And how do you get right before God? Don't say it's my good actions and I try to help people. You get right before God because the Lamb has taken away your sin and he's washed you clean. And if he's washed you clean, you are right with God. And when Jesus returns, when the Lion comes, you can say what? Luke 21, stand up, lift up your head, because your redemption is drawing near. When John the Baptist sent messengers to Jesus, Jesus said in return, by reply, he said, blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me. In other words, John, you once preached a sermon. You preached a sermon to your disciples and you said, behold, there's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Well, you preached it. Now it's time for you to hear it. I am the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I take away your sin too. Are your knees weak? Is your heart fearful? Are you drooping in anxiety over your situation before Almighty God? You leave that in my hands. You leave the judgment with me. You leave the future with me. You leave your salvation with me. Believe instead and hold on to what you have right now. You hold on to that. My message of salvation. You hold on to knowing me. You hold on to knowing my mercy. You hold on to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And as you do, then you're ready to meet. Ready to meet with joy the Lion. The one who is for you, your Savior. Who is your Deliverer. Your Lord. The one who takes you home. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.